We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the Keepersall Winery, an East Texas destination on the grounds of Keepersall Estates. Seldom, as in up until now, never, do I agree with the National Labor Relations Board. But last week, they got something right. The NLRB ruled that the players on the Northwestern University football team qualify as employees of the university and thus have the right to unionize. Now, let's be clear. I'm not a fan of unions. The big-name unions in the United States are little more than legal money laundering operations. They take money from their members in the form of dues. They give that money in massive quantities to Democratic candidates for office, who in turn pass laws and promote regulations favorable to the leadership of the unions. Member representation? Purely incidental. Nor am I a fan of the National Labor Relations Board. The NLRB uses its power as an agency of the federal government to bully companies and employers for the benefit of labor unions. But I cannot argue the logic of NLRB Regional Director Peter Sung Orr, or rendered a ruling in favor of a position presented by the College Athletes Players Association, an organization whose founding was spearheaded by outgoing Northwestern quarterback Kane Coulter. The CAPA asked the Labor Relations Board to find that college football is, for all practical purposes, a commercial enterprise that relies on players' labor to generate hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue. The NLRB agreed with that position, saying that football players are not primarily students. Their activities on the football field are subject to the direct control of the university, and they are required to spend as many as 60 hours per week practicing for and playing in football games. That is more time than they spend in classes and is more time than is necessary under any state or federal law to be counted as a full-time employee. In his testimony to the NLRB, Northwestern quarterback Kane Coulter said that the coaches discouraged him from taking academically rigorous classes and that they do not permit scholarship players to miss a practice if it conflicts with class. There are many who decry the ruling, and I am one of them. I cringe at the thought of the federal government shoving unionization down the throat of anyone. I detest the very idea of unionizing a bunch of college kids. But the industry that is major college football has only itself to blame for this one. Division I college football is a national enterprise that is repeatedly guilty of taking young men, many of them from severely disadvantaged economic circumstances, laughably labeling them as student athletes, and then using them to generate millions of dollars in revenue. In return, these student athletes are given access to college classes of dubious academic value, leading to a degree for the minority who graduate of dubious economic value. Put simply, major college football programs are guilty of the very kind of worker exploitation that led to the creation of labor unions in the first place. That it finally bit them where it hurts should surprise no one. That's my word, what's yours? Go to youtellmetexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter, at Paul Gleiser. There are two types of red wine. I'm a fan of both. Varietals are made from a single variety of grapes. You know these wines by such names as Merlot and Cabernet Sauvignon. Then there are the wines in which the winemaker artfully blends several varietals into a wine unique to that particular winery. Such is the case in three offerings from Keepersall: Bridge, Smooth, and Barrel 33. Bridge is a robust dry red, perfect for every day. Smooth is essentially the same blend, but it retains a bit more of the residual sugar from the grapes, making it a bit fruitier for those of you who like a fruitier red. Barrel 33 is what's called a Vintner's Select. It's made from the very best hand-selected grape clusters, and you can try all three of these wines at the Keepersall Winery in their brand new tasting room. Tell them I sent you. The nominal $1 tasting fee is on me. Go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge, a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. Learn more at Keepersall.com. Keepersall.com.